USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, announced Wednesday that the House will not take up the Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure package this month, rejecting calls from moderates in her caucus who are demanding a quick vote. Pelosi has hinted the House will not turn the $1 trillion infrastructure package until the Senate passes a much larger $3.5 trillion social spending package. As many Americans wonder what happened to the price of gas, new inflation numbers released on Wednesday showed the cost of gas is up nearly 42% from July of 2020. The Biden administration's plan to curb prices on gas is an open letter to OPEC nations, asking them to produce more oil. Redistricting season is underway with the release of detailed population data from the U.S. Census Bureau that will be used to redraw voting districts nationwide. Texas, Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina will likely gain seats. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Democrats are attempting to take election procedures away from the states. Tim Berg reports.
Immediately after the Senate passed a $3.5 trillion budget resolution vote via party line, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer attempted to pass the voting rights package via unanimous consent. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz blocked Schumer's attempt.
Reserving the right to object, this bill would constitute a federal government takeover of elections. It would constitute a massive power grab by Democrats. It would disenfranchise millions of Americans. And it would do precisely the opposite of its nominal title, for the people. It is instead for the politicians, because it entrenches politicians and ensures that the people cannot vote them out of office.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
CBS News station WRGB is reporting nearly $9 million has been paid by New York taxpayers for disgraced Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's legal defense fees. And more funds are expected to be spent as his attorneys are charging the state $600 to $900 an hour. Breaking down what happens now on Fox News is Jonas Spilvor, a criminal defense lawyer.
That report from Letitia James is not going to be evidence that's going to be used against him in a criminal court. It is one big giant hearsay exception. So where taxpayers are going to have to foot the bill some more is when prosecutors, if prosecutors want to actually file charges and prosecute him, it's going to be on the prosecution, i.e. the taxpayers, to bring those individuals back into court, the subpoena fees, the witness fees, the expert fees, etc. So we're still going to be paying for that. But the good news is Cuomo would be privately paying for his own defense if criminal charges are eventually brought. That's a little bit of good news for us taxpayers.
New York's Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will take over as governor in less than 2 weeks.
But make no mistake, our work has already begun, and I know this year and a half has been so challenging for families and businesses across our state. And sometimes it doesn't feel like it's getting easier. The Delta variant is still raging, and it's going to take all of us to defeat it.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.